About 92,000 people are losing their Badger Care coverage because of Governor Walker's refusal to accept the federal Medicaid expansion money. Gary Bazooka, the CEO of North Central Healthcare in Wausau, says it could be a problem for some of his most vulnerable clients.
I think had the governor accepted the federal subsidy for expansion of the Medicaid program, I think it would have had a tremendous impact on a lot of the clients that we serve in the mental health and the substance abuse world.
North Central Healthcare provides inpatient and outpatient mental health services for a three-county area in central Wisconsin. Bazooka says many of the mentally ill are below or just above the federal poverty level.
The problem with mental health is that the disease itself renders it difficult for individuals to maintain the type of job that would yield health care insurance.
Governor Walker wants the low-income patients who are losing Badger Care to find replacement insurance on the new federal health exchanges. Bazooka says those who are mentally ill may not be up to the task.
I think it's going to be extremely difficult. These are people who have difficulty navigating through complex systems anyway, and I think while a lot of efforts have been made to make the exchanges user-friendly, I think it's still going to be difficult.
Gary Bazooka also worries that former Badger Care patients will pick the cheapest insurance on the new exchanges and be saddled with high deductibles and copays. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.